Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
I'm Sandra, and I'm just the professional your small business was looking for. But you didn't hire me because you didn't use LinkedIn Jobs. LinkedIn has professionals you can't find anywhere else, including those who aren't actively looking for a new job, but might be open to the perfect role, like me.
In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't visit other leading job sites. So if you're not looking on LinkedIn, you'll miss out on great candidates, like Sandra. Start hiring professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
Hey, baseball will move on eventually, and we're joined now by Tigers general manager Al Avila. I hope all is well throughout this, Al, for you and your family and everything. And how are you doing?
Well, we're doing as best as we can going through this situation, but the worst thing for me right now is that my wife is cooking too much and I'm eating too much.
Yeah, a little bit different for you down there in South Florida. And I wanted to ask you a little bit about this, Al. If baseball comes back this year with the situation with Mize, Manning, and Skubal, does it change any dynamic where they might make their major league debut sooner than they might have otherwise? Because obviously when it stopped, they were doing well. And the situation with minor league baseball is so much up in the air. How would it affect these three very high-end prospects that you have moving forward?
Well, there's no doubt that that's really probably one of the worst things that can happen to us is the not having minor league baseball this year so far, and that they're going to miss on number one, a higher level of competition, which is very important for your experience. The building up of innings pitched, also very important, as you move on from year to year. And so right now, really, there is not an answer until we know for sure if there's going to be any minor league baseball played at all this year. And if it's not, then will it be minor league baseball to some degree in the fall, winter, like an instructional league, I would say like an enhanced instructional league, Arizona Fall League, winter baseball, and all that is unknown. So you get a plan for the worst in that if there's no, per se, developmental baseball, the minor leagues is for developing players. So if there's no baseball for the developed players between now and the end of the season, then you're really just starting all over again next year. Now, in saying all that, we've been staying in touch with all of our players, as you could imagine.
Right.
I got to say, I'm very proud of our staff, our athletic trainers, our strength and conditioning coaches, our minor league coaching staff. They've been in touch with these guys on a weekly basis. I get a report every week with a detailed report about what everybody's doing, and these guys are working out. So I know at least they're staying in shape, they're working out. The guys that have the ability to go out and throw a bullpen, they're doing that. And so at least that's going on. And now that's not good enough, obviously, because you need them to be playing in games. But at the very least, worst case scenario. Well, we strap them on next spring. Best case scenario, some kind of minor league starts this summer, and the middle ground would be some kind of developmental league that we can create, in the fall and the winter. So, but none of that. I mean, it's for sure. I mean, right now, I couldn't tell you. Nobody can tell you right now what's going to happen.
There's various plans that have been presented forward. The Arizona plan, the Arizona and Florida plan, the three division or the divisions and three divisions, and everybody plays closely. And I would assume, and I don't know, maybe I'm making an assumption, you have no idea what it's actually going to look like when it comes back at this point, because it doesn't seem like they do. They're just searching through different things. But
well, the truth of the matter is, right now, you can call anybody in baseball around the country. Nobody can tell you exactly what's going to happen because nobody knows.
No.
Right now, you know, we're, like myself, perfect example, myself, I'm on these either Zoom or Microsoft Team or, you know, some kind of a video conference call every day, almost throughout the whole entire day on a regular basis. Part of these calls come from other general managers, the commissioner's office, trying to gain information. Like they'll have you know, conference calls with all the major league managers. They'll have it with the major league general managers, all the farm directors, scouting directors, international directors, all the medical staff. There, it's constant conference calls on a weekly basis, sometimes several times through the week. I'm just getting ideas and scenarios of how do we get back to playing from, you know, major league level, minor league level, medical situations, physical health, you name it, they're working at it. So there's a lot of different ideas, but the main thing here is to get baseball back, it has to be safe for everybody. It's going to be obviously, you know, medically approved. You get the CDC. So it's about safety first and then baseball after. And so I think at the end of the day, just because of all the conversations that I've been on, I really think, and I'm very hopeful, that baseball will be back. Major League Baseball will be back at some point this summer. I feel confident about that. Minor league baseball, I'm not as sure, because that's a whole different situation.
The draft obviously is of great note here in Detroit. You guys holding the Tigers the first overall pick. Obviously, you'd be out scouting like crazy right now, the college kids. You'd probably be out like you did a few years ago when you took Casey Mize and saw the top prospects. Now, is a lot more of the scouting based on video, and how much are you looking at this, and how much of it is an open book? I mean, you know, Al, the speculation from folks like me, it's going to be either Torkelson or Martin that you would take, you know, that type of thing, or is it more of, there's other options maybe you would look at in that spot?
Well, obviously, you know, we don't want to tip our hand. I think, you know, the top guys in the draft have been very well publicized. I know you're on it. You're one of these hardcore baseball guys, and I know you're all over that. So I know you got the right names as far as the top of the draft. Like I said, it's been well publicized.
Yeah.
But for us, you know, we've built a history on a lot of these guys, you know, not only for last year, but even before that. So right now, you know, we don't know if it's going to be 5 rounds or 10 rounds. We still don't know that. We're hoping for 10. But, you know, at this point, you just got to prepare. The way we're preparing is like for 40 rounds. And we know it's not going to be 40 rounds, but we have, we built a lot of history. Right now, what we're doing is all of our guys are, working on the, you know, player makeups, you know, the makeup of the players on and off the field, and making notes on that, putting it in the system. We're building up a family history. We're picking up medical notes on the players, and have a kind of a medical history on each player. We're having conversations with either the representatives, their college coaches, their high school coaches. They're checking on signability. You know, signability is very important now.
Right, very.
Is the player going to sign under these circumstances?
Yeah.
That's, you know, this year is going to be probably more difficult than ever.
Right.
You know, and where to take a guy, because there's not going to be as many rounds, obviously. So there's going to be a lot of players that aren't going to be drafted that normally would have. And then the other thing is, you know, we have a draft app that, you know, right now we don't know if it's going to be like the drafts in the past where you have a war room and you have X amount of guys in a room, or is it all going to be remote from your house?
Yeah.
So we're working on this app so that, you know, we're all connected together, you know, on our computer. So it makes it a little bit more difficult because more uncertain because right now we don't know.
Yeah.
The only thing that looks like is that the draft will be held like on June 10th. But other than that, I don't really know much more than that. So it's more about our scouts having conference. We have conference calls every week. They have calls almost on a daily basis because they're ranking players as we speak. You know, we got T101, which is our algorithm that ranks players on a daily basis. You know, based on information that we have inputted. So we already have it ranked. We've got thousands. You know, believe me, we have over 1,000 reports, video. Our applications are as advanced as anybody's, and so we feel good where we're at actually right now as far as information, technology, scouting reports, and video. We feel really good where we're at right now.
You know, I got one more question for you, Al, about this. The minor leagues, you know, the shrinking of the minor leagues, you know, it's happening at an odd time. Erie's name has been mentioned in that. What are you anticipating when this is all said and done? How many minor league teams are you going to have, and how is it going to be different when it comes down to a developmental phase?
Well, it will change. It will change a little bit, but at the end of the day, you have a AAA team, a AA team, your two A ball clubs that are advanced. That's what you're looking at right now. And then of course your rookie leagues, for the younger players, which most of them are international guys like in the Dominican, Venezuela, Central America, usually those 17, 18 year old guys and kids out of high school. It's, you know, and it's been trendy because if you've noticed, you know, what we've been doing somewhat, a lot of the college players, Alex, my son was one of them a while back ago. You draft them out of college, and they're advanced enough. You send them to Grand Rapids, which is the Midwest League, and they skip the New York Penn League. So you see that quite often. So you know, from the development point of view, you still have plenty of teams. You know, I want to say you're probably cutting out a little bit of the fat. And I think some of these guys will end up playing in some other type of either independent league or other leagues that will be created for the players that say that aren't signed or not drafted, which is a great opportunity because that'll create another area where you can recruit from, and they can be they can continue playing. At that point. So, it's a lot of different ideas that right now may look a little radical, but quite frankly, it's not a done, nothing is done or finalized. It's all still in a talking stage. So I don't know where it's going to end up, but I think at the end of the day, if you talk to all the general managers, scouting directors, and farm directors, they'll tell you that, there's going to be a good system to develop players because it's a necessity.
Right.
And it's all about being efficient. And every club is going to have their own system anyway of developing players. So we're working on that as we speak, because since there is no baseball going on, we're putting our minor league coaching staff and instructors through a training process, you know. We're getting them certified in Rapsodo pitching, Rapsodo hitting. A lot of our guys have already been certified at driveline. It's a continuing education for them right now. We have we built a smart cage in Detroit and then one in Lakeland where, you know, we have for pitching and hitting. Well, that plethora of information that, quite frankly, when you go there, you're not going to learn it in one day. It takes a year and years because to build up the information, and the more information you put into the system, this computer system, the more information you have to work with. So again, continuing education. So that's what they're going through. And really, when you talk about player development, that's what it's all about. It's
right.
Not so much leagues and things of that nature.
Yeah, it's changed a lot. Al, I appreciate you taking the time and talking to you. I look forward to the day when I lay the ice cream out there in the press box and you taught me how to steal two scoops and make it look like I only had one. So I always appreciated you doing that, flipping over the cup and doing it and then being very discreet. And I look forward to that. I hope all is well for you and your family. And I hope to talk to you very, very soon again.
Well, thank you, Pat. I appreciate it. I mean, just like everybody else, I know I'm sure you do, miss being around the people.
That's right.
Is the thing. So hopefully we can get back to that soon enough.
Thank you very much. It's Al Avila, the Tigers general manager.